Hey there, Gavin Gear here, and I'm here with Lucas Pullman. Lucas is one of our Microsoft student partners.
Yeah.
We're here at the Microsoft MVP Summit, right?
Exactly. Yeah. We're here since Saturday, had some awesome sessions together with the MVPs, the student partners. We had some hackathons, and we're MSPs from all over the world.
Yep, 13 different regions, and it's really, really fun to actually meet you guys.
Yeah.
So tell me about your school.
Yeah. Currently, I'm doing my master's degree and the Technical University in Munich.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really technical university, and I'm studying computer science with my major on data science. So I'm working a lot, how can we analyze data, get data, and make great stuff with data.
Mm-hmm. What is your favorite part of your studies so far? Why do you enjoy it?
I really enjoy it because you always have a challenge. You know, it's like you have these concrete challenges to solve, and you work all night, you code, you maybe get really angry about it's not working. But in the end, when it works, when you solve the challenge, it's a great feeling. And I really enjoy that. But also to work together with so many different people from different nations and enjoy the whole stuff, like coding, like really and developing new solutions.
I know, I can actually relate to that. You don't get the same level of satisfaction when something works end to end if it wasn't difficult to get
exactly
there, right? Yeah, I love that. So you've been a Microsoft student partner. How long have you been a Microsoft student partner for?
Oh, it's a long time, 4 years now.
Oh,
so
wow.
I started with my bachelor's degree with the student partner program, and it was a really awesome time so far. At the beginning, it was hard to get in touch with the people, with Microsoft, doing public speaking, doing your first hackathon. Our first hackathon was a big failure. We did so many things wrong, but we learned a lot from all these experiences. And today, my role is more to help the new student partners in Munich, help them to get on board, help them to get into the program and doing great events. And what we're doing, for example, is things like conferences. So next week, I will have a great conference in Munich with all our student partners. They manage all that, get sponsors, get the agenda, made an own app with a quiz for the whole conference.
Wow. Nice.
And it will be all about how can you change the world of technology as a student.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So one final question for you. By the way, I wish I could be there, but I can't be everywhere. So you're studying data science.
Yeah.
Tell me about some of the technologies, maybe like within the Azure portfolio that you've used, and kind of some of the practical applications for data science and machine learning that you're excited about.
Yeah, so the cool thing about Azure is there is so many things you can use with data science.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start with the Azure Machine Learning suite we have. You can do all the machine learning stuff in Azure. It's really easy. You can just take the algorithm you need. You can take the data set you need. Just put an R script on it, and you have a working machine learning solution and build your model.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting, the drag and drop connectors and the whole visual model.
So it's not like you have to set up a lot of VMs and stuff and install a lot of software. You can just directly go on your code, on your algorithms, and build your models. The other cool stuff we have with Azure is Azure Functions.
Mm-hmm.
So you can use that to crawl data, for example. Like, let's say you want to create a smart alarm clock. You could crawl the data from your university website, put it into the Azure IoT Hub, which is the place to do all the cool IoT solutions. And then with the Azure IoT Hub and maybe the app services, you could build an app that then sets your alarm clock and gives you a notification that the shuttle has changed.
Very cool.
And also what is cool, we have the Azure Notebooks. So if you like to get hands-on with R or Python, you can directly test it out. It's also a great free offer for students. So check it definitely out. And we have a lot of other services like Power BI if you really want to make great visualizations, like Excel if you're more the old school guy. And we also have things like the cool databases you can get on Azure.
Yeah.
So it's a whole lot of stuff. And definitely I would try out the SQL databases if you need them in your study and do a lot of SQL, but also try out the machine learning stuff. It's really great, and you definitely will get use of it in your study if you're doing data science.
So definitely cool stuff.
And
if you're a student, if you want to try this stuff out, go to imagine.microsoft.com. We've got a whole bunch of great resources there. And Lucas, thank you for coming to the US here to be at the MVP Summit.
Thank you, Gavin.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks.
Goodbye.